Today's Bible verse is Psalm 127, verse 1. Unless the Lord builds a house, the builders labor in vain. Psalm 127 is one of the shorter Psalms. It is written by Solomon, who God blessed with wisdom. It is a song of ascents. Song of ascents were sung by Hebrews as they traveled to the Temple of Jerusalem, most likely during high holy days. The importance of these songs is they were often easy to learn and repeated over and over so that your hearts could line up with God as you traveled your way to worship Him at temple. Psalm 127 starts by reminding us that ultimately it is God that builds our house. God blessed the people of the house, and that includes our business. Many businesses were run out of the house during these times. Next, He reminds us that God must be watching over all we do. We must turn over our lives and all we do to Him. He reminds us that it is vain to rise up early and stay up late unless God is part of all we do. If you read many articles or books about millionaires, you will see that they often get up early and get work started. There's nothing wrong with that, but that only works if we're at peace with our foundational values in life. Finally, He reminds us that family is important. God wants to bless our families, and He will when we start building our house on His principles, values, and righteousness. God uses this Song of Ascents to remind us about the priorities in our lives. First, we must build our house on God's foundation. We must then trust God to watch over and protect all as we work, guided by His wisdom. Next, we must rely on God for everything we have and know without a shadow of a doubt that God is on our side. If we do these things, God will bless our family, and anyone who speaks against us will be put to shame. I want us to look at Psalms 127 as a daily reminder that God is in charge of all we do. He builds your house. He builds your business. He watches over you. He gives you rest. God is sovereign, and He is in control of everything. As entrepreneurs, we feel like we should be in charge of everything ourselves. We feel like if we just let go of one spinning plate, everything will topple over. I want to remind you that God is in charge. Let Him be in charge and trust Him to guide you. Unless the Lord builds a house, the builders labor in vain. Psalm 127:1. Thanks for listening to Christian Business Revolution Bible Study. Go and be blessed and be a blessing.